Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
What needs to be done to be recognized in the mainstream as a Filipino fashion designer?
I think first and foremost, as I've mentioned before, you have to recognize the different facets of the business, not just design part, but also familiarize yourself with the business side, which is very important, and honor the importance of good marketing, because these things go hand in hand, and one without the other, your business will be crippled. It also, I think, especially for a Filipino, it's not as easy as with other people who are already, you know, from the US or Europe or from here, simply because we have limited resources, not just monetary wise, but also in terms of fabric and materials. So I think if somebody really wants to be a fashion designer, get the experience and then gear yourself up and know all these three things: the business side, the arts, and the marketing, and you'll be good. And if you have a good product that you actually believe in, because no matter how good your product is, if you don't believe in it, no one's gonna believe it. It starts from the designer, the artist itself.
You were in a discussions with the Philippine Department of Trade and Industry on the conduct of mentorship program for the up and coming Filipino fashion designers. What would you incorporate in your program?
If I'm going to work with the Department of Trade, what I want to do is have some sort of an incubator, fashion incubator, that actually helps in nurturing the talent, not just in one area but in many areas, as I've said a while ago. There's one thing in just designing and creating, but they also need to learn how to just not make that one dress. They need to learn how to make that dress into like a wholesale scale for them to make money. So there's that. There should be familiarization with a fashion calendar. As fashion designers who sells internationally, we actually work on three different seasons. It always looks good on the surface because they always think that, oh, we're doing a show here or featured in this magazine. But really, at a time, we are selling one collection. We're showcasing one collection, we're delivering, and then we're also designing. Then these things all happen at the same time, different collections. So it's understanding that calendar and how as challenging as it is, there's a rhythm to it. And then I also want designers to be familiar with taxations, duties, taxes, trade agreements, because these are things that actually shock young designers. I think before they go into the business, because a lot of designers think, oh, I can make the dress, I should go in the business. No, you should educate yourself with tariffs, duties, and taxes. And then there's also the business side and how you, the costing, which tier you want your business to be in, your clothing line to be in. Do you want to be mainstream? Do you want to be haute couture? Do you want to be like my line, an aspirational brand for upper middle class people? So there are so many things that need to be decided on and to learn. So these things I'm very happy to share with aspirational designers.
What is the next step of creation for Gladys Perez collection?
To me, it's always sky's the limit, or there's something higher than the sky. I'm not even halfway of where I want to be. My goal is every woman should have a Pia Gladys Perez dress. Not because I want to sell, but because I want them to experience that same feeling that I see when my clients, when I see their faces, how happy they are when they wear the dress, because it's something that actually understands them. So I do want to sell worldwide. I know I sell in 11 countries now, but if I can be in the closet of a quarter of the women in the world, and it means that I've made a difference in my own way, because I made them feel beautiful, and that's very important. That's my goal, to make the woman feel beautiful. No matter what shape, size, color, a woman should feel that.
Nice na makarinig ng iba pang kwento tulad nito? Mag-subscribe sa ating regular na podcast sa iTunes.